We are Brightside, home of the
What? Megatron? So you said Greg did that?
Yeah, Greg decided on the name. And
Scooby's mom?
Yes.
Nice. That's very nice. So how long has it been since you've been on?
The podcast? Since COVID, I think. So I was in college and I recorded in my room at your house.
Yeah.
With the big ball microphone that you gave me.
Yeah, Snowball.
Yeah, I recorded upstairs and you recorded downstairs.
Yeah.
But I think that was during COVID. But it was definitely during. Yeah, I haven't.
I think it was before COVID, wasn't it? No, maybe not.
I haven't been on.
In 2020? That was a while ago. And you've been on a few times.
Yeah, I did. Well, have I ever been on home theater?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did.
Was Harry Potter home theater?
No, that was chat.
That was chat.
That was chat.
I don't think we did a home theater. The last one I remember doing was Harry
Potter.
I'll
have to look back at my records.
Because remember.
Yeah, that's the last one you did. It was Harry Potter. You were on chat and we had you, Dr. Joe, on.
Yes, Dr. Joe, because Dr. Joe accidentally watched both. And we never finished that.
And we never got back to that. I'd like to do that. Finish that up here.
Been a couple of years.
Yeah, it has.
Are you going to remember everything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm sure you'll tell me about it. But yeah, no. And no, I know you've been on here, though. I swear you've come on here for something or because we talked Wonder Woman.
Was that this?
I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was this.
When was
we
that?
Talked what Star Wars. That? But I think that was chat, too. Star Wars, because you've been on a bunch.
We talked Star Wars.
Yeah, the last episode. Remember the one with Rey, and we talked the female perspective of that.
Oh yeah, I do remember that now. Yeah, no, my first one though was Girl Power on chat. That was the first episode.
Yep.
That we ever did.
Yeah, we did, and that was actually a pretty popular one too.
What can I say?
Yeah, you're modest. But in all of your appearances, Pumpkin, because that's what I call you, in all of your appearances, this is your very first Brightside home theater appearance as Megan Lynch. Yeah, it's audio only, Pumpkin. She's doing like the peace signs and the duck lips. She's like, dead silence, not good for an audio only podcast.
Yep.
You were a dancer. Name.
Don't wear it out.
I know. And you just recently changed your name too, right?
Yeah, I don't even have my official license yet. Just the paper copy.
Yeah.
That you get like when you get your permit.
Yeah. Look at you.
Yeah.
All grown up.
I know. I have to practice my new signature before I change my name at work.
Oh, you weren't one of those girls that practiced that in your notebooks when you were in college?
Did you ever do that? I feel like I did that more in middle school.
Mom used to do it, but it was never my last name.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've definitely done it in like middle school, but it wasn't Lynch. I didn't know Greg then.
Yeah. Mom settled. She had a bunch of other better last names and then was like, all right.
Briggs.
All right, I'll go with him.
Yeah, no, I've like tried it. I just feel like this is such a such a monumentous moment you get to like change your signature. My signature right now, my Briggs signature, is just my name in cursive that I developed in third grade when they taught us cursive. Right. So now I get to like actually think of something clever. So I don't know. I've been doing like a big L with a big line and then signing the rest of it on the line. Yeah. But I just haven't decided if I enjoy that yet. So I sign things like all day at work. Like we still have paper charts a lot. So I sign a lot in the paper charts. So we'll have to, it's going to be good. It's going to be a good one.
Something quick. I developed mine working at Marshall's.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Something back really in the, quick, but...
Back in the day, you had to sign everything.
Yeah.
Like, if you worked a register, you had to sign every credit card statement. Like, every credit card person that came through, you had to sign. You had to checks. You had to sign everything. So yeah. I was just like, as fast as I could.
Yeah, yours is quick and easy to replicate.
Yes. Oh!
I'm kidding. Yeah. I never did it except for one time when I said, oh, I didn't get to do something because I didn't have your signature. And you were like, why didn't you just sign it?
Yeah.
I was in school and you were like, why didn't you just sign it?
Right. Yeah. It's and as long as you tell me, as long as I know what it is, it's actually technically still legal too. As long as I know it and be like, and I'm going to back it up. But if it's not mine and I don't know about it and I go, yeah, that's not mine.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
So we, just to let everybody know, we just came home from The Flash. And spoiler free. We'll go spoiler free. I don't want to ruin it for anybody. Because it is fairly new. We were at the premiere, and by the time this comes out, it'll only been out for a few days. You enjoyed it, right? We all said afterwards. So let everybody know. It was me, you, Greg, your husband, Joe, your brother, and Danny Speakers,
the other
Briggs, the honorary Briggs for the day, for the first ever Brightside home theater meetup or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, we all were talking afterwards that we really did like it. What was your what did you like about it?
I don't know. I like all, I don't know. I say to Greg all the time, like, you could show me anything, I'll like it. Like, I very much Brightside it. Like, everything I see, I'm like, yeah, that was really good. Like, I like
that. Was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was funny.
It was fun. Yeah.
Had some heart.
Yeah. I always liked the,
did you cry?
Yeah, I cried at the end.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, did you? Okay.
No.
Maybe not at, towards the end.
Yeah,
towards the end. I thought
Danny leaned over to me with a napkin. He's like, you need a tissue? Like, no, I'm good.
I cry very easily.
Yeah, you at Guardians. Did you ever get back and see the rest of that?
No, and I can't now because now I have Scooby and now it's just going to be. Now after Stan, too. Like, I can't watch that. I can't. That would be too brutal. No, I'll rewatch it. I just never
finished
it.
It's so good. It's my favorite Guardians.
But the fact that, like, I couldn't stop crying for the whatever amount I saw. I think I saw most of it, right?
Yeah.
I feel like we were getting to the conclusion when I had to leave.
No, we were about two-thirds of the way through. There was still... I think you left... again, I don't want to spoil that for anybody either, but I think you left right after, like, you get to the part where, right before you get to the big payoff of everything that was going on.
Because you said if I had stayed for, like, 2 minutes, I would have gotten the payoff.
Yeah, you would have gotten that
mid. Which is funny, because I actually left, like, a minute early so I could go to the bathroom before I hit the road.
But it was so funny, because both Greg and I looked at each other with, like, she coming back? Because you didn't say bye. You didn't say anything.
I didn't want to interrupt the movie. I thought you all knew I had to go. So I was
bye. We did. And you were like, you just like, and like, just to let everybody know, we were at the premiere of, you know, Guardians, which was at like same thing. I think that one started at 3:30.
Yeah.
But you had to work at 7. Mm-hmm. And you had an hour drive into Boston.
Yeah. And I had to get there at like 6:30.
Right. So you had to be out the door by like 5:30, 5:45.
Yeah.
So you were hoping it was only a 2 hour movie, but obviously it wasn't. And then, of course, you have, you know, trailers and the previews and stuff. So you're like, well, I'll just see part of it because I bought the tickets, but your schedule's made so well in advance. But you're like, all right. I'm like, I didn't care. I'm like, just leave whenever you have to. And literally right in the middle, not a bye, not even like you didn't lean over and like kiss Greg goodbye or even say, you literally just, it was like your arms hit your hands hit the armchair of the chair. You just push yourself up and walk right past me.
Well, it's one of those things too where you're
like,
thinking
I looked at Greg and
it.
He was like, Greg's like just shrugged, like, I don't know. I go, did we say something?
It's one of those things where you're like thinking about it for a while before you actually do it. Like today during the movie when I had to go to the bathroom, you think about it for a lot longer before you actually get up and do it. Cause you're like, is now a good time? Is now a good time? And I had been watching the clock since like 5 o'clock. I'd been watching the minutes. So when I finally was like, all right, time to go, I just got up and went. But I know I never got the payoff in that. And it was so, I don't recommend watching that if you're not going to finish it. It was awful. Devastating. So just like, I felt like I was getting punched in the gut like over and over again.
I know.
I couldn't, I couldn't stop crying.
I could hear you. You were like, I mean, you were sitting right next to me, but you had those like really emotional. Like, and I think that's why it, like, I didn't get emotional because I was kind of like laughing at you.
Yeah.
I was like, it was awful. I'm like, it's really hitting her hard.
It was like, all animals. How is it not going to hit you hard?
Yeah.
That was just, they started it when it was depressing. Like, the way they started was depressing. The whole story was depressing. There was no payoff.
Not when you leave halfway through.
No.
You just
no, but there was no, like, there's, the whole,
there's
like,
a typical story arc when you're writing a story and you build and build and build to the payoff and you got all that emotional build and then left.
What I mean, though, is like with Guardians especially, it's typically very funny. Like, I think Guardians is probably one of the funniest, like, next to like Thor. I think Thor is always very funny.
Well, the first ones weren't, and that's why.
And then they were dark, and then they got funnier by like Ragnarok.
Right.
But I think. That's what I was going in expected. Like, I didn't watch any trailers or anything. I was just like, oh, new Guardians movie, like, coming out. I was excited because I like to watch those movies. But so going in, I wasn't expecting to be so sad. Like, it opened and I was like, oh, yeah. Like, remember, this is like the Christmas special. Christmas special was great. Yeah. Like, this is, it was reminiscent of that. And just like, boom, like, visually, if you like closed your ears visually, you were like, ooh, Christmas special. But like, what song was it? The Freak. Is that the song that they started with? I don't know the name of the song, but I know the song. Yep. It was just like terribly sad. And then the whole movie, there was like maybe a little bit of comedy in there, but not a lot. And so it was just like sad thing, next sad thing, another sad thing. And they were all like, even if I know, like when I know the end, I don't feel like I'm going to be able to forget how sad those things were. Like, I don't think anything's going to make that better. I really don't. Yeah. There's just so many, like, heavy, heavy things covered in that I just don't think even an ending is going to make that better. Whereas today it was, like, without giving spoilers, there was sad parts, but there always is in a movie.
Yeah.
So, like, there were sad parts, but the ending was kind of like, worked out. So, kind of, the way movies usually do, you know?
Yeah.
And there was like, there's a lesson and all that good stuff, but I don't know. I'll have to finish Guardians, but.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you definitely have to finish that. That was, it's a great movie. I watched the other two after that because I liked it so much. And Guardians weren't my favorite movies in the MCU. I enjoyed them, but. I never ranked them as high as, like, John loves them.
Yeah.
He thinks there's some, in like, especially the first one, it's one of his top movies in the MCU. And I always had it lower. And then after the third one, I really, really enjoyed the first one. So, but yeah, I think you'll like it even after you get through, you know, when you watch it again and you get through all the sad stuff again.
Oh, no, I'm buying a ticket and I'm showing up like 2 hours later. I'm not.
Just wait for the Blu-ray to come out and then just watch that.
Yeah, like, no, I'll watch the whole thing.
Did you know, I said to you on the way out, did you know, I never noticed that they have a new laser projector at that cinema now. That was the first time I saw that logo. They have, it's Showcase Cinema Laser Projection.
Where does it say that?
It said it at the end, like right after we waited around for the final credits. Remember, we were standing up walking out and I was like, have you ever seen that before? I'm like, I'd never seen it.
Oh, no, I didn't. And I also didn't hear you say that.
Yeah. And it's funny too, because I thought the image looked really good.
It did, but they didn't fit the screen.
That's because what you'd call 16:9 screen, like your television or a 178. The full screen was all the way open. They should have shut
the curtains.
Maybe if they pulled the curtain. I don't know if they even have curtains there, do they?
I don't know, but I feel like it's always fit the screen in X Plus. I've never noticed it, but I noticed it today.
Yeah, but the whole thing, yeah, because we had the black bars on the sides.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. It's, so if they have the curtain, I can't remember if they have the curtains or not.
I feel like they used to, but then they made the X Plus. Like, I don't know if I've ever seen them in the X Plus, but I don't know if they ever, if they typically need them in the X Plus.
Yeah, but yeah, so it's in the 178, which is, you know, the taller, like IMAX style, where it's a taller screen than the wide,
yeah,
of the 240. But yeah, I thought it's kind of like, hopefully that's what we get at home, because that's going to look really good on a big screen at home.
Yeah.
Especially there were some shots of, I know the spoilers, everybody, the Flash was running, but there were some shots like really far away shots of him running that I think are going to look fantastic at home. And they did actually look really good on that screen too.
Yeah.
The imagery looked really good. Sound was really good. I was actually pleasantly surprised with the, I wonder if they upgraded their systems there.
They had a new entrance thing. So I wouldn't be surprised if that came with an update. You know, when it used to be the feel every dimension, and it was the guy walking in space, they had a new one now. So I wonder.
Atmos one.
Yeah. So I don't know.
That was the Atmos entrance, which I.
Yeah.
But I think that only comes with movies that are actually playing in Atmos.
In Atmos. Gotcha.
Yeah. Hmm. So if you're not getting it in Atmos, they probably just get the feel every dimension, because I've seen that before.
Oh.
The one thing I didn't like about it, though, is it didn't fit the screen. It was small in the middle. You have bars all around. Exactly. And I said to you, I was like, oh, they better get this right.
Yeah.
I think, was it Guardian? No, it wasn't Guardians. It was another movie that I saw there where they didn't get it right. It was awful. The screen. Yeah. Because it was like an opening. You know when it was? It was like a year ago. It was after Maverick or something, and I think they had just finished running Maverick in there, and they never adjusted the aspect ratio or something, and the entire movie had bars on all four sides. Ugh. And it was a premiere too. I don't remember which one it was, but that's super frustrating, because you're there for like a great experience in the movie theater, and you're like, come on.
Yeah, you don't want to be going to a premiere for a movie experience and being like, I could do this better at home.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I understand. Oh.
Siri's trying to listen to me.
Not sure I understand.
Not sure I understand.
That's funny. You want to, since I don't know when last time you were here, but we talked about it a little bit in the parking lot, your history of going to the movies. Now, Joe, he said in the parking lot, he remembers his first PG-13. Do you remember the first movie we went to?
Finding Nemo.
Oh, really?
Yep, we went and saw it in Bellingham. This is my first memory. I don't even remember.
Was that a family or you and I?
Family.
Okay.
I don't necessarily remember watching it. Obviously, because I've seen Finding Nemo. I've seen Finding Nemo so many times that all blurs together. But I remember going to the movie theater, because we came from Mimi's house and it was raining out, and we all went to see Finding Nemo. And I don't. At least to me, it wasn't a planned thing.
Right.
So it was I think it was just like, oh, it's raining out, let's go. I want to see what year that came out to tell you how old I was. I was really little.
Yeah. And the fact you probably, I mean,
2003.
You said,
so I would have been 3 or 4, depending.
Yeah.
So that's why I just vaguely remember the feeling.
And knowing that it was Finding Nemo, so you remember that the rest of your life. Like, oh, Finding Nemo, I saw it in the theater. You know that. And
Yeah. But so that's the remember I first as a family. But you and I, we went to see Flicka in second grade.
Was that our first one?
Mm-hmm. That was our first one, was Flicka. And you used to come get me from school once a year. And we would go see a movie. It's funny because I don't know if there was like a time of year that it happened. It's almost like every year I forgot that it happened. And then like I'd get called out all of a sudden. I'd be like, ooh, that's me. I know what's happening. But I remember that first year I was concerned. I was like, what are we doing? This is, and even, I feel like even after the movie, I was like,
I don't think I even told you the very first time. I would go to the school. So just to let the listeners in on what's going on. Meg and I used to go to the movie. I used to take her out of school once a year to go see a movie in the middle of the day. I didn't do it with Joe. There was something that just you and I did.
Yeah.
But the very first time, and like I surprised you with it, every time I surprised you with it, but the very first time, even walking to the truck, you didn't know. You were like, where are we going? And then, I think it was like in the car, like on the way there, I'm like, you want to go to the movies? You know?
Yeah. And I think that's what was, to me as a kid, was so like, concerning, is it felt almost like you just picked me up and then you were like, you didn't have a plan because you're like, want to go to the movie. So I was like, okay, sure. What
are we doing? Nah, Dad just kidnapped me. Supposed to
be in school. Yeah. It's almost what it felt like. I can imagine, like,
right.
Obviously, I've never been kidnapped, but
actually, once a year.
Yeah. I was an, very, I thought a lot as a child, still do think things, overthink a lot. Yeah.
No.
So I think as a little kid, I was just like, what is Dad doing? I'm so confused. I was fine. I wasn't scared. I was just confused. No. And then
that was the one day I didn't hit you.
That's a joke. I've never been hit in my life. That is the first. I remember Flicka. I don't know if I remember the second one we saw in third grade, but I remember
go ahead. What was the next one?
Prom.
Prom? Oh, mm-hmm. So I bet.
You know what third grade must be? Oh, yeah, it was Kung Fu Panda. You're so right. And then I think fourth grade.
Flicka was tough because that was a father-daughter one, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, and wait.
What was the one with
Miley Cyrus?
Miley Cyrus did one we saw.
I forgot that. I don't know what year that could have been. You're so right, though. Kung Fu Panda was definitely third grade. And then we saw the last song. That might have been fifth grade.
Yeah.
But yeah, that one was sad. I remember I used to say, like, I don't see my dad cry a lot. Because I really don't remember you. I know you're, like, emotional, but I don't remember seeing you cry as a kid. Like, you didn't really cry in front of us a lot. I don't know. Maybe you've stopped it over the years.
Mad at you.
Yeah. No, I don't know, but I don't remember you crying a lot, but I remember I used to say, like, oh, I've only seen my dad cry like a couple times in my life, and one of them was Miley Cyrus. The Miley Cyrus, the last song.
Yeah.
That was tough, though.
It was a father-daughter situation, too.
It's a father-daughter situation, and it's awful. Yeah. Yeah, that one was tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
That one's fun, though. Yeah.
Fun. And then, that's what we do for fun.
Yeah. And then I remember Prom. And that was a Disney movie.
Yep. Did we do some High School Musicals?
High School Musical 3 you might have taken me to. Because I remember my friends. Actually, I think my friends were going after school. I don't remember what year that came out. But I think they had plans to go after school. And then I saw it before them. And I was like, haha. Yeah. And then in high school, you took me once. And I don't remember what movie we saw.
I took you I took you every year.
Yeah.
I tried to take you every year. Even when you went to college, I always wanted to go down. But you were in for nursing and your classes were so important.
My schedule was tough. Yeah.
I didn't want to be like, I'm here to take you to the movies. Dad, people could die if I don't get this right.
Yeah. I don't think
we're going to see Kung Fu Panda 4.
Yeah. No, it's so funny because I don't know. I feel like the way it kind of went throughout the years was very like, it started when I was in second grade and I was confused. And then it would be like third grade where the second year I was like, I know what's happening now. I was so excited all the way until I feel like it was either 10th grade or senior year. The last time we went, I don't remember.
Senior year.
It must have been.
I definitely did.
It must have been. Cause I drove. Yeah. I drove myself. It must have been senior year because you came to get me and I totally forgot we did this. And my, I was having a terrible day, you know, as teenagers do. I remember I asked mom to say.
Yeah, because you were at school. It was one of the few times you were at school. It's a terrible day.
I remember I had asked mom if I could stay home that day. And she's like, no, mom's line was always like, once you see your friends, you'll feel better. And then I was like that by senior year, that just made me angry. I'd be like, I don't want to see my friends. I want to stay home. So I asked her to stay home that day. She said, no, I was miserable. And then I was in history class and there was like a phone on the wall that the office would call. And it was always like the anticipation of like, ooh, who are they calling for? Who gets to leave class? And my history teacher was like, Megan, because usually you would tell them if you were leaving, you know, like courtesy, like, oh, hey, I'm getting dismissed during this class. I have something like this is what I have to do. And obviously I didn't know, so I didn't tell him. And my history teacher was like, Megan, you're getting dismissed. And I was like, me? What's going on? And I think it wasn't until my walk to like from my locker, I went to my locker and I was still like confused. And then from my like locker to the office, I was like, oh, we're going to the movies. And it was like, I remember being like, thank God. Like it was a saving grace that day. That was like the perfect day for it to happen. So I don't remember what movie it was, but I remember it was great. It was perfect.
Hey, well, all right. As long as I can help.
Yeah, it was good timing.
That's funny. Yeah, that was fun. We saw a lot of good movies. A lot of good movies. We had fun.
Yeah.
But we did the midnight showings too.
Yeah, we did the midnight showings. We did all the books.
I think Hunger Games at midnight.
We did Hunger Games, Twilight.
Twilight.
Other midnight. Than the first one, because I was too young. I didn't get into Twilight until after the first book.
That's what I mean. I didn't even know that was a thing for you when the first one came out. But the second one, we definitely saw the premiere at midnight. And same with all the Hunger Games. Did you read the Hunger Game books before the movies came out?
Yeah, I read all of them before the movies. And then we saw Divergent too. Do you remember those ones? Dressed up as him for Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's his name? Theo James, I think, is his name.
Yeah.
And for all the listeners, if you look, I think it's Theo James. If you look up Theo James and Divergent, all my friends thought that looked like my dad. So and I was like, and he was like my favorite character in the book. And you know, you're reading them as a teenager and you're like, this is my favorite character. And then all my friends were like, that looks exactly like your dad when it came out. And I was like, oh no, guys. Oh God. I still don't think it looks like you, but.
And when I did that for Halloween, I didn't tell you, right?
No, you did.
Ahead of time. So you had told me that, and your friends had said it too when they were over that. They were laughing because they're like, Megan loves him until we told him, like, it looks just like you. Yeah. And I was laughing. And that was like a month or maybe even longer before Halloween.
Yeah.
And then our neighbor was having a Halloween party. And I think Nikki was one of the people that was telling me this. So I was like, all right. So I went to my tattoo girl and I was like, I need you to do this. And I had the picture of his back. Yeah.
And he's got a intense, like full back tattoo in the book too, but they made it real in the movie, obviously.
Yeah. And I had her do the entire thing on my back in Sharpie. And I wore I went and got the black jacket.
Yeah, he just dresses in black, like black.
Yeah.
Black pants, black t-shirt, black
jeans,
black jacket, like combo boots. Yeah. Combat. Why did I say combo boots?
So I had my whole back done. Yeah. But just so that like when you would look, I'm like, and I, like Papa says, my dad, you know, anything worth doing is worth doing well. And I knew right away, you can't just do the neck part that comes up on his neck, because people will be like, oh, you just drew that on. So we're at the party and I lift the shirt up and everybody's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's like my whole back was done.
Yeah.
Took me a couple days to get that off with the Sharpie.
Yeah. That was good. Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah. We saw all those.
Go big or go home.
Yeah. Right. You just as a Top Gun one year too, is for Halloween, because people said you looked like that character.
Yeah, Iceman.
Iceman.
Yeah, they said I looked like
that. That was your 40th birthday cake picture.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
That's right. Yeah, I have, because I still have the jumpsuit. I have the jumpsuit and the aviators, and you just spike your hair up and
just got one of those Hollywood looks.
Yeah, yeah. I got a face made for audio podcasts. But yeah, we used to do all the, and I've said that on the show so many times that I miss the midnight showings.
Yeah, those were fun. The rule always was that you had to go to school the next day too.
Not through the movies.
The movies didn't. Yeah, the movies.
If you buy this ticket, you got to go to school. I'm 50 years old. Where am I going?
But that was your rule. Like, if you go to the movies, you have to go to school the next day. Mm-hmm. But that was the most fun part about it, was because then you got to go to school and tell everybody you were at the movies at like 2 a.m. and nobody believed you. And you're like, yeah, really, I saw the movie. Especially for the like the Hunger Games, because those were like cool.
They were cool.
Those were younger. Cool. That's what everybody wanted to see. That wasn't
high school or anything.
That was middle school. And that's like, they were like books for middle schoolers. Like everybody had read them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those and Twilight. Twilight was cool because it was like older, because that was for like older kids, and I got to watch it, and I thought that was really cool. I mean, I was really cool, but
yeah.
But no, I miss the novelty of the like midnight premiere, because this is fun to go all together because it's a premiere, but it's like, it doesn't feel like a premiere on a Thursday. No,
it's 3 o'clock. It's a matinee at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But it's like, it's literally the first time you can see it for us, right?
Yeah.
And that's it. And so I wish they would go back to the midnight, or at least go now, move it to Wednesday at midnight.
Yeah.
You know,
or do you remember the like, and you, of course you remember because you've been seeing them longer than I have, but I remember the lines, like there'd be lines of people waiting to get in. And it was so like the anticipation was huge. There would people be like for Marvel movies, people would be dressed up.
Yeah,
there was or even for the Hunger Games, I feel like people dressed up.
Yeah.
Like, it was so exciting. Whereas this is fun because we love the movies, but it doesn't have the anticipation that it used to.
No, and I've said on the podcast before that I think it almost feels like it's more like a chore now. Like, okay, here's the premiere, we gotta go.
I know,
go
and 3 p.m. on a Thursday, like, people are working.
yeah.
At least at midnight, you're just giving up sleep. I mean, I work at midnight, but the average Joe.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, but like you said, it's like you had that midnight show, but you would have to get there and, you know, hours ahead of time. I've said that, like, my buddy Tom and I used to go and we'd be getting there at like 6-7 o'clock for like Lord of the Rings or something, or any of the early Star Wars. But I even saw Independence Day at midnight. That was back in 95, 96, something like that. And it's like all of these movies, it was just fun. And you know, all the Star Wars movies, the prequels on to the sequels afterwards. Like you said, it's an event.
Yeah.
It was, you know, and it's like, I never dressed up or anything, but the closest I came probably was I have like a Spider-Man t-shirt or something I'd wear to a Spider-Man movie. But it was just more fun just to people watch. You know? And
but you also get the excitement from other people. Like, even if you aren't going to dress up, seeing people so excited that they're going to dress up, that's fun. Mm-hmm. Like, you feed off the energy from them.
Right. Yeah. And even in the Twilight ones, like for me, like going with you and watching, and it was all, especially at those midnight showings for Twilight, it was all dads and daughters. Right.
Yeah.
And there was actually, it wasn't a lot of dads. If I remember, it was a lot of moms
women,
and daughters. Yeah. And me and Mr. Ramiza were the only two guys in the place. Yeah. And we're like, oh boy.
Yeah.
This is awkward. Especially when the marriage consummation scene comes up.
Yeah, that was an interesting one. I think I was like 13 when we saw that.
I don't even think you were that old.
Really? At least 12 then. It must have been like, it's 7th grade. I don't know. That's the most awkward time for that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. I mean, they break the bed, for God's sakes.
Yeah, yeah. It's not just like a little like fade away, you know, in the movies where they just like pan the camera up and then like it goes to the next day. Like the next day is like the bed is broken and feathers are like flowing down from the sky. And I distinctly remember like staring at the soundproofing on the walls. Just to be like, don't watch.
Don't look at Dad. Don't look at Dad.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want you to look at me and I was looking at the screen. Like, it's just like, I got to divert my own eyes. This is terrible.
And you still don't remember what I said, do you?
I probably do. It might be a little traumatic I might get a little PTSD if you say it again. What was it?
Because just like in difficult situations, that's when my humor comes out, and I just leaned over to you and went, just like me and your mother.
Oh God, no, I don't remember that. Like, oh.
I don't know what else to say, but I also know, like,
not that.
No, and that's why I said that. That's why I went there, because you and I, we've talked about everything, anyways.
Yeah.
And I always knew, like, those situations are so difficult as a kid. Right. Yeah. And to be able to like say that as a joke to you, it's like, I remember going to see Rambo. Papa took me to see my first rated R movie. And there's no nudity in it, nothing, but I'd never seen it before. I'd seen rated R movies before, but not, they didn't know. But there's a scene in that movie where the woman that's helping Rambo. She comes in, but she's dressed like a prostitute, and she's supposed to be helping. She's supposed to be seducing one of the guards or something. And somebody's looking, watching it through the cracks in the floor. And I just remember the whole time going, please don't show anything. Please don't show anything. Please don't show anything. Because I'm with Papa. And I'm like, and it's just, you're right. It's that awkward time. You're hanging with your parents and you're like, I don't want to see this. I don't want to see this. And I was probably doing exactly what you were doing. And it was that dead silence. Cause I'm wondering, I'm like, Papa's probably thinking the same thing. Oh, geez, here we go. You know, and it's like, it's that awkward silence. And that's why I never wanted that awkward silence. So I was just like, just like me and your mother.
I don't remember that. I must have blocked that one out.
You probably blocked that out. Yeah.
That one probably got blocked out.
But. Yeah, that was funny. That was a tough one because you're just like, oh my God.
Yeah. But, yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
Made for good memories, though.
Exactly. Yeah. How about in the theater? In our theater.
What do you remember?
What are your memories of that?
I have no idea. I really don't.
The stresses of Sunday nights.
Oh, Greg and I started doing that.
I know. And have you stopped because it's too stressful?
No. So.
Oh, look at you guys.
So some background for the listeners. We used to do Sunday movie nights as a family. And we would all. It started as.
We had popsicle sticks, didn't we?
Yeah. It started as popsicle sticks. And you would pick the popsicle stick and that person.
We each put five in. We each could put five movies in.
Yeah, five movies in, and then you'd pick the popsicle stick and it was that person's movie. But I feel like it started as like a rotating thing instead of we had to move to the popsicle sticks because it got too stressful. So everybody got their movies picked in a family of four, we would just rotate, like, okay, this week it's Meg's, this week it's Joe's, then it's Mom's, then it's Dad's, and we'd go back in a circle. But I think by like second round, we were all like, I don't know. Well, I know Mom showed us Dark Crystal, and we all told her we didn't want to watch it halfway through, and then I think she gave up after that. so creepy.
Yeah, that
it's
wasn't
the creepiest choice.
It wasn't nice of us to say that, but yeah, she was so excited to show you.
No,
guys
we must have finished it. I just think we were like, "What is this?"
Yeah,
this
you guys like, weren't amazed by it. Like Mom and I were because it was from our era, and it's the you know the puppets and the entire like that was nostalgic to us. It wasn't nostalgic to you, and you're like, "What kind of drugs did my parents do? What the hell is this?"
Yeah, that's what I felt like. And then, so instead of picking in turns, we did the popsicle sticks. So we each put some movies in. But then I think it just got too hard to think of movies. So, I don't know. We gave up, I guess.
Well, but, you kind of outgrow it, too. You guys get busier, and it's just... Yeah. It gets harder to do.
Yeah, it's not like one Sunday we just threw our hands up and we're like, we're done. I think it would just be like, you skip a Sunday and then you skip another Sunday and then you just stop doing it. And then Joe went to college and then that.
Then you.
Yeah. But yeah, Greg and I started doing that because Greg is very good at picking movies he wants to watch.
I'm very good at picking movies I want to watch,
too. He's very good at agreeing on movies he wants to watch.
With himself.
With himself. So we started doing, taking turns, making picks. But it hasn't just been Sunday nights. It's just like whenever we want to watch a movie.
Right.
But it's worked. It's pretty good. It's instead of trying to search through and agree on a movie, because both of us will be like, no, I don't really want to watch that. No, I don't really want to watch that. So you never come to a decision. So we started just doing. Taking turns.
And so what are some of the movies you've made him watch?
I still try to be nice, especially when we do it on like a weeknight. Yeah. Especially when we do it on if we do it on a Sunday, I'll choose something. Like the first one I did was Greatest Showman. Mom and I love that
movie.
Had
he seen that? Oh, no. I love it too. It's a great
movie. Yeah, it's really good. I mean, I thought it was a good starter. It is a musical, but it's got Hugh Jackman. Who's always amazing. So.
You should watch that one here. You should do that too. You should bring them down here.
Yeah. Well, I want to do, there's a bunch that I want to do, but it's also, some of them are torturous. Remember I made you watch Les Mis one Sunday. That was my pick. That's a 3-hour all singing the whole time, but it's so good.
It is good. Yeah.
So yeah. So that was my first pick. I'll probably do The Notebook eventually, but that's also, I have to be in the mood for it because you're going to cry.
Hard one. You know, my buddy Tom that I work, Gabbro, right? And you know, Tom, little short Tom, messy. Tom. Yeah. He told me about that movie.
The Notebook?
Yeah. Aww. We were working together. And that was, 15 years ago when that came out, something like that. And he's like, him and his wife, Anna, and he's like, we watched The Notebook last night, DG. You got to see. And this is like, the guy's like scruffy beard shaving. He's a hockey player like me.
He's always got camo on.
Yeah, he's all, got a dip chew in his mouth. And he's like, and he's like, you got to see The Notebook. What? I'm like, Tom.
Yeah.
I'm like, what happened to you?
It's really good.
But he said it was really good. Yeah, he really enjoyed it.
Yeah, so I'll probably do more picks like that. So far, we've been... just like scrolling through Netflix and being like, oh yeah, I want to watch that. I did Pink Panther because I really like Pink Panther. The one with the newer one.
The newer one.
Yeah, the newer one.
The burger.
Yes, the burger. It's hilarious. It was
You guys
so good.
Loved that up in
Maine. Yeah, we loved it. That's why I wanted to watch it. I remember loving it. It was so funny. But Greg loves like, Greg's picks are always like Jim Carrey. He loves Jim Carrey. I'm not his, like, I'll watch his movies, but I'm not like his biggest fan. It's not my comedy. It's Greg. It's totally Greg's comedy. Like, that is that's how he tells jokes. He thinks it's hilarious. He loves the impressions. He loves all that. Like,
have you seen some of his more serious ones?
Like what?
What's what the heck is, well, there's the one that he does of Andy Kaufman, Man on the Moon.
No, I haven't seen that.
Definitely. You should suggest that one some night. You would absolutely. It's based
on.
Give
away my pick?
What's that?
I said, you mean give away my pick? No, I'm just kidding.
No, just to be nice to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's very sad. It's the based on the life of Andy Kaufman, and he nails it playing Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
You probably don't know.
Jim Carrey has like a long like history of like mental health issues.
Yeah.
He's not. Yeah. He's got a lot that's gone on. He's not like. I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe all comedians do. Yeah. Like
comedians, Robin Williams artists, and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's like always his picks. So it works well because I don't think.
Ace Ventura?
Oh, that's. We practically quote that daily here. Not we.
Oh, nice. Good.
Greg loves Ace Ventura. Him.
I like the first one. Not the second one wasn't as good, but the first one's awesome.
He loves Ace Ventura. And he also loves Mel Brooks. He loves Mel Brooks. So anything with Mel Brooks, he would want to watch, which is also the same kind of same line of humor.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's working out well, though, because then we watched like Bruce Almighty the other night, and I love that movie.
Oh, yeah.
That worked well. That was a good bridge. But yeah, so I'll get my romantic sappy picks or my musicals. I want to do Hamilton, Les Mis, all those good ones.
Have you done Moulin Rouge? That's always my favorites. That
one. That's a really good one.
That's an awesome.
That one's actually really good.
He'd like that one, too, I think.
Yeah. So
because it's got Obi-Wan in it.
Yeah. So far, it's working out well, though. We'll see if we have to move to the popsicle sticks, but there's only two of us right now.
There's only two of you.
Scooby doesn't get a say.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, what was I going to say? There was something else. Oh, man, I forgot what I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you something about that, about the movies. I can't remember what it was.
In the theater?
Yeah, maybe.
Like if I remember what I remember watching.
I know. Actually, speaking of that, I remember we watched what you call it recently. The animated one, or was it the live action? What did we
you and I?
Yeah.
Together?
Probably within a year or so ago.
At home?
Yeah, in the theater. It was, Mulan? Mulan, what, did we see
that? We watched that together?
Yeah. We actually, did I do a podcast on that?
Maybe that's the last podcast I've been on.
I think you did.
That's a very good, that was a very
good. But yeah, I remember us sitting there watching. Remember when I showed you the differences on what, the different settings on the Apple TV are how the picture is improved and all that. And it's like, that was Mulan, right? Was that?
Might have been. Bless you. Thank you. It might have been.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was. But yeah, we watched that. And then because I remember showing you Disney Plus, showing you the disc, showing you.
Yes. Yes,
and showing you the differences and trying to get, you know, and you could see the differences.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that was the most recent that we've watched together because it was, I mean, you've been gone.
Yeah.
And you spent a year trying to get gone, get married. So,
You're acting like I was running out of home.
No, we didn't have time to go downstairs. No, I was just joking. I know you didn't want to go.
Kicking and screaming.
I know. You know you did a
really.
Good...
I love my husband.
I know. That's what Mom and I said. That it's like you had such a difficult time leaving.
Yeah.
And it's like you know you did a good job when your kids
both
are like
times. I'll never forget like high school.
She's only been married
college.
Once. No.
Yeah, high school to college. High school, I was like, I can't wait to get out of here. And then, like, the week before college, I was like, I don't want to go. I remember telling Mom I would work at the zoo for the rest of my life. She said I needed a degree to do that.
Oh, that's right.
But, it was tough. Still is.
Leaving?
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, you guys are right down the street. I don't know how people leave their families. I don't know how people move far away.
I know.
I couldn't. Props to them. I see all the time. I mean, I see on social media all the time people like having their adventure in their 20s. I'm like a grandma already. I'm ready to just hunker down with my family. truly. But yeah,
it's all we've known.
Yeah,
it's family.
Yeah,
it's family.
I remember I was telling Greg about a movie experience we used to do when we were kids. We used to go to the drive-in, mm-hmm. and we would do one kid. It would be because they do the double showing, so it would be like one kid movie and then to me one adult movie. I don't remember what the adult movies were, but it was always like a cartoon.
it was like PG-13 or something.
Yeah, but I was a kid little
movie in front of it.
Yeah. I was little, and we'd have our sleeping bags in the back, Joe and I, and we'd put our we'd watch the kid movie, and we always went with Auntie Danny and Uncle Rob. I feel like, and we'd watch the kid movie, and then Joe and I would go to sleep in the back in our sleeping bags, and you guys would watch your movie.
Yeah.
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 That was always fun.
I mean, it was probably a movie that was suitable for you, too. It's just time for you to go to sleep.
Yeah, it's just late at the drive-in, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because the first one didn't start till 9.
Yeah. So
the second one's not even starting until, like, 11:30.
Yeah, that's a late night.
Yeah. Sometimes we didn't even stay for those. We just waited for you to go to sleep when we went home, yeah, because we've probably already seen it or something. Because they usually later run movies at the drive-in we went to. But we did that a lot.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
I was saying, I feel like that's a unique experience that we get here that not a lot of people get. I don't think there's a lot of drive-ins around still. Yeah. But we have two. We have the Menden, and then we have the one down on 146 that's still up and running.
Yeah, the Rustic.
Yeah. But that's like, I remember in college, somebody was like, oh, I want to go to Massachusetts because there's a drive-in. They hadn't ever been to a drive-in before.
Really?
I don't think there's a ton of them. That's an us thing.
I loved going and having a good, especially when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I had the good sound system in my car.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, oh, yeah. You're still getting it through the FM channel or whatever.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and there it is. Yeah, got it. But you crank it in your car. And I mean, especially back then, that was better sound than you were probably getting at the local theater anyways.
Yeah.
But it's going to the drive-in, putting the kids in the back. And we used to, I mean, we took you when you were a baby. Like I remember us going and like mom, like, yeah. Mom
that's having, a nice, that's like a nice mom thing.
Mom having to feed you.
Yeah. That's like a nice thing to do though, because it's better than going to a theater. Because if I cry, you're just in your car.
Yeah, I just put you outside the car and I don't have to listen to it.
Exactly. Yeah. Move spots. Leave me in that one.
We bring two cars, one for the kids, one for us.
Yeah.
You drive the kids. We'll just leave them in the car, let them cry, and we can watch the movie in this car.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, parenting 101.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's funny. I'd forgotten about that drive-in. Oh, that's what I was going to talk about. I wanted to talk about with you renting VHS tapes when we used to go to Maine.
Yes.
Mom used to take you down. We didn't have a place. We used to rent a place for 3 weeks up in Maine, right on, what was it? Not Moosehead Lake, but South Twin Lake overlooking, you know, the across the water was Mount Katahdin.
It was the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was 6 hours up. It was crazy, but it was great.
Yeah.
No cell service, no nothing. So we went up there I remember the first year you guys packed all of your fun stuff. Like Joe brought two lacrosse sticks, a baseball glove, all of this stuff. And you guys didn't use any of it. You just played in the water and jumped off swam in the water,
walked
swam
on to the rocks, island,
walked on rocks, hiked and just
walked on the jetties.
Yeah. For like 3 weeks.
Yeah. That was great.
Yeah.
That was,
but the first day or two, Mom would take you down to there was a local video store, and this was what?
I don't think there was a local 05. Video store. It was just the Red Box outside of Hannaford's, I think.
No, there was a video store. It was video store right by the next to the grocery store. And it was...
I remember the Red Box.
And you'd go in and grab some VHS tapes because they had a VHS player at the house.
Yeah.
And mom got an account there for the years that we were there. Yeah. And I think our first year up there was 05, and we went all the way to 2000 and
a year after 12? The pool.
2012, because we put the pool in 13, and they sold the place.
No, so we still went the year of the pool. We still went. We just went for a less time. We went for maybe a week.
No, the year of the pool. We didn't go to the house. We got a hotel. Remember, we said we'll do one more ride. It was right before we got Romy.
Romy was 2015. So that would be 1 year that we went in between.
I thought Romy was 14.
No, we got Romy in 2015 because I turned 15. I turned the year. Wait, no, you're right. 2014. Never mind. 2014. I would have turned.
Because we put the pool in 13. And then, yeah.
Then we took a ride up.
Then we took a ride up in 13. Yeah, because it was before Romy.
Yeah. Because Stan went. Stan went.
Stan went. So yeah, that would make sense.
Because Stanley went twice. Stanley.
Yep.
Yeah, 11 and 12.
11 and 12, we were on for 3 weeks each year. So
yeah,
but yeah, that was fun. We didn't have any VHS around here.
Yeah,
so that was neat being that far up in Maine and renting VHS tapes, and you guys having to rent them and stuff. So actually, you getting to experience stuff that we did when we were kids.
Yeah,
you know. So yeah, that was fun, and it was all older movies and stuff that we watched. Yeah. But
yeah,
kids movies, but.
Yeah, and then we had our movie players for the ride there.
Yeah.
That you put in. It was a 6-hour drive, just mom, not you. Just us and mom, because you would come up separately or like later in the week.
Yeah, because I was working.
You were working. Yeah. But I was thinking about that the other day because Greg and I brought kayaks up from his parents' house down in Rhode Island. We brought them up here and we had them strapped to the roof. And I was like, nervous about them on the roof, and then I was like, mom used to do this, we'll be okay. Like, mom used to strap the kayak up on the top of her car.
No, I strapped it up there.
Yeah, but to leave, you weren't always there the day we left. Mom would strap it up.
I would strap it up there and before I left, and it stayed there until you got home.
I don't think she ever did it. We'll have to ask her. Yeah.
Yeah.
At least once I have memories.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. She's 4'10".
I know. I'm sure Joe helped her. I'm sure it was like, Joe, help me. But yeah, I was thinking about that. But yeah, we had these movie players for the back of the car, which was, I don't know. That was.
We used to do family trips. So we got the first one we got, the movie player, was two screens, but it was one player.
Yeah.
And then after that was good. For shorter drives, but when we were going on long drives as a family, we had to upgrade to the two screens, two players, because you guys would just end up fighting over what you wanted to watch.
Yeah. Oh, I will never forget the 1 year we drove up to Maine, and for some reason, we were loving Tarzan. We watched Tarzan probably like 3 or 4 times. And it was like
animated Tarzan?
Yeah, the animated Tarzan, like the original Tarzan. We just had the disc. We would bring a certain number of discs. One of the discs we always brought every year was the Ten Commandments. Never watched it. Don't know why we brought it.
That's 3 hours. You're good to go right there.
Yeah, Ten Commandments, Miracle we brought every year, but I never wanted to watch it because it was a hockey movie. I didn't want to watch a hockey movie.
You were so against hockey.
Out of principle, you know? And, I don't know, that year we brought Tarzan, Joe and I loved it. We watched the Tarzan. I remember us in the back saying like, oh, like only one more Tarzan to go when we had like an hour and a half left in the drive.
Yeah.
We would just rewatch it.
Well, that's what we used to tell you too. We went to Philadelphia for that family trip.
Yeah.
With my whole family. Mm-hmm. Anywhere we'd go on a drive, we would be like, where are we going? Oh, 3 movies away.
It's like great.
2 movies away. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, no problem. No problem.
It's easy enough. Like
2 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours.
Yeah.
Just break down. Fine. Just watch 2 movies. Yeah. Oh, that's it?
The kids are disappointed. We wanted more time.
Oh, just 2?
Oh, we only get to pick 2. We have the 10 commandments back here. We could go for hours. So we don't even want to watch it. Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't know you had that disc.
Yeah, I don't know why that's one we brought.
That's wicked funny.
Yeah. I don't remember ever watching it. Maybe we did, but yeah. Yeah. So that's another movie experience. All our whole lives just surrounded by movies.
Well, go figure. What did your friends think of it?
The theater?
Yeah.
They loved it.
That's what we could talk about, because you and Greg, I think Greg wanted to out you the other day when we were laughing about it. The damages you guys have done to my theater.
Yeah. The one you were talking about that you the other day, the speaker, that like I
do you have, remember it?
Yeah, I have. I don't remember what happened, but I have vivid memory of me just like pushing it back, being like, "Oh gosh," and just pushing it.
How did it happen?
I don't know. I don't know what happened. Oh. I don't remember. Like, I'm not trying to be like, I don't know what happened. Like, I generally don't have a memory of what happened there. But I have. I remember it. It was like the one. Oh, I'm pointing. This is funny. I'm pointing at the screen, like you can see where I'm pointing because your theater's in the background. The one on the wall, right? Over next to the Batman poster.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That what is That's now that the used one, to yeah. that used to be Spider-Man. That
No, Spider-Man is there. He's just closer to the front. That's Batman in the back.
I think he used to be right back there though.
Mm-mm. That Spider-Man poster's always since day one. It was always Spider-Man there and I want to say
the Crow. You had the Crow. The
Crow was in there.
And you had Moulin Rouge on the back wall.
Yep. Yeah, I had Spider-Man. A New Hope.
Yes.
Moulin Rouge and
the Crow. The Crow was on the furthest. I'm again pointing at the screen, but the wall near the light switch.
That it was there for a little while. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so that speaker next to the Batman poster, it's up on the wall. And I remember, I don't remember what happened. I just remember like bumping it or it fell or something. Like obviously it didn't just fall out of nowhere. We hit it or something. Or I was like moving things around and it bumped and it moved or fell or whatever. And I just like pushed it back to where it was. And I don't know. Obviously I didn't know anything was wrong with it.
Yeah. And it was, and who knows like how long it was out. That before I noticed it.
Yeah.
You know, because like we were saying when Brett was on last week, because he was talking about speakers that are actually monitored.
Yeah.
So that if it goes out, like the manufacturer knows, like they monitor these systems 24/7, right? And I'm like, that's actually really good if you got kids, you know? So I told that story and I'm like, everybody, it's like things just don't happen. It's not like they just fall off. It's like you said, like somebody has to bump it. And I was never mad. I was like, kids, you know, and I don't blame you for being like, I'm not going to say no. Because I did the same thing when I was a kid. You'd be like, they won't notice.
I remember being honestly just nervous with, like, my friends loved it. My friends that came over a lot loved it. Like, obviously, Tay and Nikki and Courtney, and they all loved it and they all got it. Because they knew you, and so they all got it. Like, got to be careful in here. We don't want Mr. Briggs to get mad. nobody wanted to upset you.
I never got upset at any of the kids,
though. Were just quiet. You were so quiet. Nobody ever, like, they were scared of you. It's not like you were Mr. Thackeberry, who was, like, Mr. Jolly Green Giant, you know?
Yeah.
So, you just have that look. Like, you got that scary look about you, and when you don't talk... You don't talk. Everybody's like, well, what's he hiding? I don't know. Didn't somebody
you might want to elaborate a little bit on that, because the listeners are going, I think you are talking about somebody else.
No.
Like, I never shut up to them.
Yeah, that's true. No, before the podcast, you didn't talk. I mean, you talked to me.
No, I talk to people. But I talk to friends. I talk about stuff like this. But you're right. Like,
I feel like even after we started the podcast, we'd be like, oh, wow, dad talks a lot more, like, even in public, to people. But there was no reason for you to need to talk to my friends. It's not like you just, like, come up and, like, start a conversation with them like you did with me. Why would you do that? That'd be weird. I don't know. So.
No, and I usually want to stay separate from your friends and stuff, because I know what that's like. I know when I was, like, at people's houses when I was a kid and the parents come around and I'm like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You're just waiting for the adults to leave so you can go back to being a kid.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah, so, but you were, because of that, you were like scary. Nobody wanted to upset you. But I also got in trouble as a kid. Like some kids don't get in trouble. You know, like I would get grounded. Yeah. I would get in trouble.
That's true.
Some kids don't get, they just don't get in trouble.
Yeah.
Can agree with that or not. But so other kids were like, oh, Meg gets in trouble. That's scary. But so nobody wanted to like offend you or make you angry. And so they respected it. But then when people would come over that like didn't know you or didn't like understand the theater, that I was just anxious like the whole time. I didn't really like having people over like that, because like you said, I'd be afraid somebody's going to do something stupid and fall through the screen. I was always terrified someone was going to fall through the screen. That was like my biggest fear, was somebody was just going to like trip and fall through the screen. Yeah. I mean, I didn't understand the speakers or anything. So I didn't, I wasn't super worried about that. I was just mostly worried about somebody like running into the screen or like touching it or something. So I didn't like having people over that didn't know the theater as well. But my friend, I think it was always really cool to show to people, but I think my friends had the same feeling that I did. Like, actually, I don't really ever felt like I wanted to show anything off. I don't like to do that. I don't like to be like, look what I have at my house. But my friends, my friends like to be like, look what Meg has at her house that we get to hang out at all the time. Right. So they used to like to bring people in.
It is, and over. It is a weird thing to be like, you don't, because, and you're right, I'm not the type to talk about stuff, and it, like, yes, I have a podcast, but now, but I'm still not one to, and that's the hardest thing about my podcast is telling people I have a podcast, because I was always raised like we raised you guys, a bit like, you don't do the talking, if you're good and or something, let other people do the talking, right?
Yeah.
And you don't want to be like showing off.
Yeah.
But you can't show somebody a theater and not come off as showing off, because you just walk in. It's just, it's not a normal thing. Yeah. So you, when you go, hey, come here and see this, obviously you're showing something off, because they go in and go, what the hell?
Yeah. I think what it usually transpired to be was someone would come over my house and you guys would be like, why don't you go hang out in the basement? And I'd be like, okay, because that was where we had to hang out. I didn't have a clean room, so we had to hang out in the basement.
Still don't.
Nope. So we had to hang out in the basement, and then it would just be like, oh, we can hang out in here. And people would come in and be like, what? What is this? Right. But it was fun. It was fun to have. It was a good space. Like, I feel like we hung out there a lot when we were like,
your graduation parties, you and your friends ended up sleeping in there overnight, the whole downstairs,
I used to have my friends over to sleep in the theater all the time. That was, I laugh at that now because I made people sleep in those seats because I didn't have a clean room. I didn't have a clean space to offer people.
They're not bad seats to sleep in though for kids overnight. I mean, it's a fun, you know, no worse than sleeping on the floor in a sleeping bag.
I can sleep anywhere. I didn't care. It's more the fact of like you push back, and then if you don't get your body weight distributed just right, it falls forward on you. So, friends, I had it down to a science. I was like, yeah, you just lay like this. See, it's fine.
You got friends popping up in the middle of the night,
popping. Like, they're like, I can't get it to stay, and they get so frustrated.
Yeah, because you guys are little. You're not big enough to, like, actually have the weight to keep it flat.
And Tay is like a toothpick. It took Tay, like, forever to figure out how to balance that chair out. She got it eventually because she slept in there all the time. But it never bothered me. I never thought it was a weird thing to be like, come sleep in my theater chairs. But other kids had air mattresses and, you know.
Clean bedrooms.
Clean bedrooms. You could share the bed, air mattresses. Tay's mom used to always make me like an air mattress with like a fitted sheet, like a full like fitted sheet, comforter.
They actually took care of their kids. We just sit downstairs in the theater. Like,
I was like, here's a blanket, but not this one. This one's mine.
Yeah.
Here's a theater chair and a blanket.
That's funny.
Yeah. It was fun though. It was a good space to hang out. We watched movies and.
Yeah. And it was, I mean, it's not as soundproof as theaters can be today, but for what it was at the time, it was pretty good too for kids to go in and hang out, and you close the door and no, you know, you don't have to worry about parents bothering you.
Yeah.
We can't hear you guys. And
yeah.
But we know you're safe. There's not much you can do in there. No, it's not that
a little
big.
Bunker. Yeah. It was fun. Yeah. No, it was good. It was a good place to hang out. I think my friends enjoyed it just as much as I did.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good.
That's funny. It is so funny though. Like when I have people over, new friends come to the house and I usually don't take them down. Like the first time people come over here, I don't take them down to the theater. It takes like a few visits to be like, or it has to come up because I don't like to be like, hey, come down and see my theater. I'm like,
yeah.
Hey.
You know. And if you don't say, come down and see my theater, you're just saying, come look at my basement. That's weird.
Right.
That could be creepy.
Right. It is funny. Not like the guys on the hockey team now know I have the podcast. Mm-hmm. So they're like, when they were over last year, they were like, so let's see this theater. And they were like, kind of like, let's see that, you know, like, let's see this theater. Like, what mm-hmm. is it? And yeah. then they go in and they're like, oh, my God. And
yeah.
that was a lot of fun because they, you know, people have expectations and then they get yeah. in there and they don't know what to expect. They're not into the hobby or anything. They have no idea. And they, you know, they probably have a image in their head of like a big TV and
yeah.
some speakers. But
yeah.
when you get in there, they're like, oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so. That was, I feel like you had sports, like you would watch the games too, though, down
yeah.
there. So that was an easy way to bring people there. Like,
yeah, the neighborhood the guys, all my watch. Friends in the neighborhood. Yeah,
the best place to watch it. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All my close friends know about it. Just like your close friends. They all yeah. know about it. But
yeah, it was easy when I met Greg because he just bought a projector for his room. And I was like, hey.
Yeah.
You like that kind of stuff?
Let's get married.
yeah
talk about that, like you meeting Greg and him being like, that's funny, him being into home theater, him being, well, you describe it, me.
Gosh, where do I start?
Because I think he said it
on the podcast he was on recently. He thought I was mean when he met me.
Yeah,
because I kept asking them to turn down the speaker you got me.
Yeah, the sound
bar. We had a sound bar and a subwoofer in my dorm room. And it was like a very traditional.
And rear channels.
Yeah, it was a very traditional dorm room, which was like paper thin walls. And mm-hmm. it was, I mean, we were in the end, a very corner room. So it wasn't terrible. But there was one girl, she had a single across the hall from me. And she would text me and say, hey, could you turn that down? Like, it'd be like a Tuesday night. She'd be like, hey, can you guys turn that
and
down?
Your quiet hours were after 9, weren't they?
Yeah. And nobody really like cared. But so she would ask me to turn it down. I would just say, hey, guys, let's turn it down. And everybody would be like, no. And I'd be like, turn it down. Like, why are you questioning it? It's my stuff. Turn it down. I'm not. I didn't think it needed an explanation.
Yeah.
But Greg thought I was mean. So he was like, if you just told me it was because a girl was complaining. I was like, well, I didn't want to rat her out either. I didn't want everybody to be like, oh, because we talked to her too. Like, she was one of our friends. So I didn't want everybody to be like, oh, she's such a party pooper. Like, no, just it's my stuff. Turn it down. If I say turn it down. But so that's how we met, was watching movies in our room, in me and my roommate's room. And then.
So Greg, where was he staying? How did he end up in your, I don't even think I know this whole story.
How did he end up in your room?
Yeah.
So the first week of school, they used to say like, leave your dorm room doors open because that's how you make friends. Like if you just shut your door, nobody's going to come knocking at your door. But if you leave your door open, people will come around. People walk around like the whole first couple of weeks and like walk around and just pop in and say hi. Even I did it, and I don't like talking to people, so that tells you a lot. You get desperate when you get there. So we, the first night though of school, had made some friends that my roommate had already talked to, and then like before coming, because they were all from the same area, and one of them was Pioli. Do you remember Pioli?
Yeah.
So he was there that first night. And then the second night, we left our door open and said, hey, like, we're going to have a movie going if everybody wants to come watch. And Pioli had met Greg at something. And so he brought Greg around. And that's when we met. And then we became
so literally the first week of school?
Second day. Wow. Yeah, we were both there a week early, though. So it wasn't that first week that we were there early. It was the second, like the actual first week of school. So the second actual day after everybody had moved in, we met. And he thought I was mean at first, and then we became friends. But no, he set up, it must have been like later, like a couple months later, he had set up a projector with a bed sheet in his room. And because before that, we would watch movies on his laptop. But I guess that's how we kind of like started talking too, was we like how we became friends. That was the first thing we ever did, like just us outside of the friend group, was watch movies together. And then, because I don't know, he maybe was just saying like, oh, like people are going to come watch a movie. Do you want to come? But he was only inviting me. I don't know the game that was being played. I was just like, sure, I like to watch movies.
Whoops, I guess nobody else showed up.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I like to watch movies. So I remember we watched Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, that's Jesus.
Beverly Hills.
I got candy. It's like,
we did. I mean, we hung out a lot.
Do you have a white van?
We hung out a lot in our friend group, but then that was like,
yeah,
that was the thing that was like one of the first things we ever did, just us. I remember, yeah, we watched Beverly Hills Cop, and
nice.
There was something out that was like Marvel that we had started watching. It had just come out. It might have been a TV show.
Like
it would have been 28. It would have been fall of 2017.
Fall of 17?
Yeah.
Fall of 17. Maybe some of the Netflix series, like Daredevil or Luke Cage.
It was Daredevil. It was Daredevil.
One of the Daredevils.
Yeah. Yep. It was Daredevil.
That might have been season two. I think. Wait, season
is that the
one,
skull?
No, that's Punisher.
Punisher, that's what we watched. We watched Punisher.
Nice.
Yeah, yep. So we watched Punisher. And then he used to like to go to FYE, the store in the mall.
Yep.
That was, so he bought tower speakers there. That was the first thing he bought. And then he
now,
ended
did you
up-
go with him to the store? Or did this just show? Oh, you did?
Yeah, I went with him to the store. We used to go to the mall a lot. But I do also remember the first time we went just us, and that was actually like in the group chat. Everybody said they couldn't come, and I was like, I can go. So we went together. Mm. But that we used to go to that store all the time. We used to go to the mall all the time, though, because there's really nothing else to do when you had nothing to do during the day. Just took the shuttle to the mall. But so he loved that store. So he went in, he got tower speakers one time. And then another time he got a projector. And I remember sending you the picture. I have a picture of him that I sent you of him steaming. He got a white sheet.
Yeah.
He got a white sheet. And I was like, wait, I have a steamer. So he was steaming the sheet out of the wrinkles. But then it just became the place to hang out. So even before we were dating, we would hang out there and watch movies. All our friends would come over and watch movies. He ended up buying a futon to put on. He bunked his bed. And then he put a futon underneath so we could have like two levels of people sitting. It was fun. Yeah. And that was, I guess, how we started hanging out. And then obviously the listeners know the story. Then he just kept doing stuff from there. He did towertainment and he had a projector in. He had a projector in every room except his senior year. They just had a TV in the house, but he had speakers. But yeah, that was, I remember that was, I mean, that's how you guys kind of bonded, talked.
Yeah.
But I'll never forget, you came to pick me up, I think it was for Columbus Day, and him and Pioli.
Freshman year?
Yeah, him and Pioli really wanted to meet you, because they thought you were wicked cool. That was around the time.
Why?
That was around the time you bought inversion boots. Remember your inversion boots?
I still use them, yeah.
Yeah, so that was, you had gotten them.
I remember that.
You
asked me.
You sent a picture to the
family. You asked for a picture.
Yeah. No, you sent a picture just to like the family of you hanging upside down. And I was like, guys, look at my dad hanging upside down. And they were like, that's so cool. And then also you had all the theater stuff. So they
wasn't hanging upside down in my theater. That was in my gym.
Yeah, but I talked to them about you for theater. I talked to them about you about like theater and comics and all that stuff. And then I was like, look at my dad hanging upside down. And they were like, whoa, what? Like, what is he doing? So they just like really liked you. So they wanted to meet you. But Greg ended up meeting you first.
I feel like I was more of a zoo animal.
No, they thought you were intriguing. Cool. They thought you were weird. Cool. So Greg met you first and you said, you're like,
don't poke the animals.
Yeah. You were like, oh, it was really nice to meet your boyfriend. And I was like, ah, he's not my boyfriend. And you said,
I know.
You said something like, oh yeah, we'll see. And I was, did probably.
Yeah, because
like,
you said you weren't dating.
Yeah.
And you told mom that. And I'm like,
we weren't.
I know.
At that time. But even that's when you said, we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even at like, Christmas. We'll yeah. Well, no, fun fact. We actually were never technically boyfriend and girlfriend. Greg never asked me to be his girlfriend.
Wow.
He never asked. So he never formally asked that. Me. Yeah. He never formally
just asked you to be his wife.
Yeah. Yeah. He never formally asked me. I do remember when he introduced me to somebody as his girlfriend and I was like, oh. Okay.
I guess that's me.
I guess
that must have been right after you guys got engaged.
Yeah, right. No, that was because we were friends for so long, then it was like one of those awkward like
yeah.
What do we do? but yeah, that's the way we bonded was over theater stuff and Greg's interest in that. Because I was like, oh, this is familiar. I know this stuff. And it was fun. We kinda learned together about stuff. Like that, and then I told you, and obviously you liked him, so that was helpful.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah, that was helpful, but yeah.
Yeah, and now I mean, and you keep saying, like when you and I talk about like him doing the stuff at the house, and what was it? He built a lamp or something out of a speaker. Yep. Recently.
Oh yeah, he built the gas can lamp. That was back at the apartment. But he just had a gas can laying around, so he figured it needed a light bulb. He had an old speaker that like one of the first like old speakers he ever acquired. I don't know. I think he got it off of like Facebook Marketplace or something. But yeah, you were spackling or something the other day. And he needs to do something, so he decided he made a lamp out of it. He put a light bulb in it, and he was so excited. He brought it down, put it on the kitchen counter, and then turned it on. And it didn't work, so we had to go back. And both of us were like, "What is he doing?"
But you're like, "This is what he does all the time. Like all he just runs around the house. Yeah, he's always doing stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's like a little. I don't know." Like a little wind-up toy. You wind it up and it's like, But yeah, always something to do. I told you a couple weeks ago, that it's very much like you. I told you a couple weeks ago, I think it might have been that day. It was a Saturday. We'd been up for maybe a half an hour. We were just sitting around. Yeah. We hadn't even done anything yet because we'd been up for a half hour on a Saturday. It was probably like 8 a.m. And he goes, I'm bored. And I was like, what do you want to do? Like, It's eight on a Saturday. Like, I haven't even made my coffee yet. I'm still ready to be in my pajamas for the next 2 hours. Like, every time he gets out of bed, he's like in jeans and boots and doing yard work or something. I don't know. So that's very much like you too.
Oh, I hate people like that, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Always tinkering with something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. Well,
how are you liking his living room theater ideas so far?
I like it. It's a lot of.
That was polite.
I tell him all the I tell him all the time. He's very functional in like his ideas are very functional. They're not like aesthetic. So whereas my ideas aren't functional necessarily,
right?
They're more for aesthetics. His
and that's what where we have just, that term in the home theater community. We call that like that. Like Greg will get used to saying this, and like we say it here is that we have the you have to pass it by the aesthetics committee. which is usually the wife. It's like, you know, or the budget committee, which is also the wife, or, your significant other, whatever.
Yeah.
And it really isn't until you can do a dedicated theater, like when we were in an apartment, we had to do the same things. It's like I had to take into account that she liked the country look. She liked this. Yeah. So I needed to have like an entertainment center that she would be happy with, where I could put speaker and I could do certain things. But then it wasn't until you can get a dedicated theater and just go, can I have this room? And, you know, and then it's like, you can have the rest of the house. Can I just have this? But up until then, it's a shared space with the family.
Well, that's exactly what it came down to. And even like when we were searching for furniture, I wanted the TV on the wall. I didn't want it.
Yes.
I didn't want it on a TV stand. And because I think that looks cluttered I don't like the look of the TV on the TV stand. I like the space between. I don't care if you put stuff on the TV stand. It's just when the TV stand is taken up by the TV, because then people also tend to put stuff around that. And it's just like too much going on. But function wise, Greg wanted the TV in the dead center of the wall that we have the TV on. But that would be in the window. So we couldn't do that. Right. So his idea was very like, let's put it on the TV stand. The TV stand goes in front of the window. And that two of those things I don't like. I don't like the TV stand. And then I don't want the TV in front of the window, because that blocks the window and the natural light. So, we came with a good end result with the mount that you helped us put up. It slides side to side. So we could slide it in front of the window if we wanted to, but it also pulls out really far. Right. So we tend to we don't usually watch it. I'll give him this. We don't usually watch it with the TV flat. Like, we don't usually watch it with just the TV to the wall. It's almost always turned.
Turned to the angle. To face it.
To the corner.
Because you guys are sitting slightly off center.
Yeah. So it's usually turned. But when I like clean or get ready for people to come over or something, I push it back to the wall until we're going to watch something, because it just looks cleaner to me.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah. It's all those things. And then even like speaker wise, I mean, it is what it is. I don't love the look of tower speakers, but that's something he really wants. So I would rather them be mounted, but there's
bookshelves. Mounted bookshelves.
Bookshelves, yeah. There's speakers kind of everywhere right now. So that's still getting figured out. But the new problem is Scooby.
Did he put up the rear speakers?
No, he didn't put those up yet. Those are still.
Yeah. Okay.
No, he didn't put those up yet. The new problem is Scooby with speakers on the floor, because we just put a carpet, like a rug down this week after you finished painting. We just put the rug down. And so now he has a little bit of traction, but still we have hardwood floors. So Scooby just flies and he'll crash into anything. So if the speakers are on the floor, he doesn't chew them or anything. He's been good about that, but he's big. Like, he's got a big head and he just like full body slams into everything. So you have to be careful. The speakers have to be covered. Or he'll damage them.
So maybe he'll damage those towers on you, and then you'll be like, you should mount them up next to
this. Yeah. Oh, TV. Darn. It was Scooby. Scooby did it. I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know it happened.
Looks like a size 6 shoe to me, but okay. The only problem, Pumpkin, with mounting them is, you know how you move your TV out? If they're mounted on the wall or something, when you move the TV out, the one that's closest to the door or something, if you had one mounted there, that wouldn't work as well. It would, like, you'd be covering it with the TV. So, but there's other options. But
it's the function. Yeah, I see it. It's the just the look of things that I need to get handle on, grasp on. Well, because you could get all the best functioning things in the world and put them all in one room and they're not going to match. And I don't like that. Not that everything has to match, but I want everything to like flow, have a cohesivity to it. But that, like, Greg would be happy to get like one bright yellow speaker that fit was perfect, and then like a lime green speaker, and then match it into our, like, I don't know, beige house. It's just so it's the I want things to have a flow, whereas he doesn't mind right. if everything doesn't match, like this wallpaper he kept up here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys put that up?
That no, was there, this wasn't was in it? The room. Yeah, so yeah, he doesn't care. Like that. That's one of the things. Like, he doesn't care. He right. doesn't care the way it looks as long as it functions. So,
yeah,
that's where we differ.
I was the same way, too. It's like there's a part, like, I've always had, I mean, I was an artist. I went to school for art and stuff, so I always do have that aesthetic side. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, when you're trying to achieve something, like especially in a home theater or something, and you're not trying to be picky about it looks, you're trying to be picky about either does this sound good, does this look good, meaning an image or something, and you're trying to learn. And I think that's what he's doing right now.
Yeah.
When we talk about stuff, he's always like, what should I do about this? And I'm like, just keep plugging away, just keep listening to stuff and trying stuff. And I think that's what he's doing. I mean, you guys are so young. It's yeah. like eventually he'll come around and he'll want like that clean look, and mm-hmm. because he'll evolve into that.
Yeah. Right?
And yeah. realize what he likes, what he doesn't like. And he's, you know, and yeah. you know, there's all different types of people too. I've seen some people with theaters exactly like what you're describing, and they sound amazing, and they look, you know, they're great theaters. Once the lights go out, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
You don't know what anything looks like, but it yeah. sounds awesome. You yeah. know? So,
which I wouldn't mind, like this, like a dedicated room. I don't care. This room that I don't, this is Greg's dedicated room that I'm sitting in. Yeah. And I don't care what this looks like. This can have whatever he wants in it.
Right.
Because I know he wants that space. But then on the other hand, I also want a clean living space that I'm like happy to have people in. I don't know. It's this weird, like you're turning into your parents phenomenon. Like, all of a sudden, like, you have to clean before people come over, and you get really stressed when it's not clean.
Oh.
It's a weird phenomenon. I don't like it, but.
Wait till you get the phenomenon of little kids running around at your feet trying to mess everything up while people are coming over, huh?
Yeah. Well, Scooby already pulled the carpet apart the day we put it down, so.
And the wall.
He did. He ate the wall. Not the yeah. painted wall, though. It's just the drywall. I don't know what it was. He yeah. found a piece to pull, and that was fun. But
yeah.
no, things that yeah. doesn't like, you get mad at, not mad, but you were like, at first, but then you're like, yeah. what are you going to do? Same with
you got to laugh.
Kids. Yeah. You just laugh. Can't do anything. Yeah. Like when yeah. somebody knocks your speaker out.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like, it's not even worth asking you guys about, because I know, you know, I know one of yous did it, and I'm not yeah. about to put the two of yous pointing at each other.
Yeah.
So I never even asked you about it. And that's why I was just like, whatever. Stuff
yeah.
happens. But
yeah.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So that's good, though. That's, yeah. it is, it's funny watching, like you said, the phenomenon, you're going through it. It's like, oh, I'm becoming my parents.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny watching your kids go through everything.
Yeah.
You know, not, it's fun. It's a lot of fun now as a watching you be doing the adulting thing, right? That's fun. But even just watching you grow up and be like, yep, that was me. I did yeah. the same thing.
Yeah.
But now I've got a Punisher for it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
Right, yeah.
Here we go.
Now you don't. Yeah. Now I just punish myself. Now I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's fun. I mean, it's fun. And I know we're like young and there's still life to be lived, and there'll be
mistakes
different
to be made.
Yeah. Mistakes, like different speakers to buy and try, and they're not all going to be the best, and I'm not going to love them all, and Greg's not going to love them all, but I don't know. I'm not striving for perfection, just what we want right now.
How have you done on his collection idea? Like, does he still want to do some physical discs, or are you guys mostly streaming stuff?
I think we're just going to mostly stream. He wanted to do the physical discs, but then I feel like we had a conversation about it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
With physical media. So, I think we'll for now stick to streaming.
Yeah.
But I think if we had like a dedicated space, then we would probably switch to discs like in the future.
Yeah. Because that, well, and that's what I said.
And then
to
you
him.
Have like the space to do it.
Yeah, when we talked about it, that's what I said to him. I said, look, you guys are so young. I would just, you know, you might be collecting stuff. But he does. He likes that idea of having that disc and saying, like, I'll always have this, right? Yeah. But then, like, yeah. Where do you start that collection? And what did you, you know, and he was going to buy Blu-rays or whatever, or DVDs and stuff of old shows that he watched. But I was just like, I think he would be better served saving that money and streaming everything right now and putting the money towards upgrading just your stuff,
yeah.
You know, and saving that money. And then later on, if you want to start collecting movies and stuff, because who knows where physical media is going to be in a few years.
Yeah, exactly.
When you guys are older, you know.
Yeah.
It's and you don't have the type of system that you can tell the difference in quality yet.
Yeah.
Between the physical and I felt bad telling him that because I'd love to encourage him, but I got to be honest with him, you know, and be like,
yeah, no,
still let him make his decision. So yeah. I didn't know how that went, and I hadn't seen him buying anything, so I kind of had a feeling that I think you won that one.
Yeah. Well, I don't care. It's nothing about right. Winning or losing. It's just like said, like the same like. Not that I'm like a parent role here, but the same, like I want to like encourage and support, but also be realistic and say right. Like, do we need that right now? No. And do like, one of the things, I don't know if this was just something to like sell me on it, but one of the things he said was he liked as a kid to be able to like grab a disc and just put it in like himself. Like yeah. That's, and Joe did that. I mean, Joe did that yep. With VHSs when he was two, like he would put the yep. VHS disc in, he knew how to do it. So he wanted to start a collection too, so that like our kids in the future could have that experience. Yep. But at the same time, I've nannied from tons of kids that know how to just flick on the TV and pull up whatever show they take their remote and they say, play Bluey, and like, Bluey comes on the TV and they watch the show they want to watch, you know? So, yeah. And he likes the idea that the disc is like just the disc, like you can't accidentally pull up something you don't want your kid watching, yeah. But,
yeah, Bluey.
Yeah.
But that's
one of those things where you like, there's so many parental controls. Like I had an iPhone since I was 10. I didn't have internet on that phone until when I was 16, 15, 16.
Oh yeah, 16, 17, almost, 16 almost 17.
Was when I 16 was when I got Instagram, but I didn't didn't have internet. I didn't have internet. I didn't have the password. I couldn't download any apps. I had to ask you guys to download apps.
Mm-hmm.
It was very, like, I don't know, controlled. Like you,
very and controlled,
that's the same.
Yeah.
That's the same with streaming now. Like those kids, like they're not
yeah.
The kids that I've nannied and encountered that do that, they're not like gonna pull up anything they're not supposed to be watching,
right?
And even so, sometimes as a kid you watch things and it right over your head, you have no idea what's going on.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
you just see it as an adult and you're like, whoa. Like,
yeah,
don't watch that.
No, like a broken bed.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Exactly.
That did not go yeah, over
that
your
did
head.
Not go over my head. No. But no, so that's, I mean, I don't, I would like that too. I do like that idea.
Yeah, when you have kids and then when your kids are old enough. Just like I said, you guys being up in Maine and having the VHS tapes, that was fun, you know, and you have plenty of time at that point to like start that collection and you start lining them up and it's like.
And you made a good point too, though. Like we don't know where physical, we don't know where physical media is going to be. And like, this is like, what if before you had us, what if you did collect them, but if you collected laser discs with the idea for them to be for us, and then now there's no way to play them, you know?
Right.
And so like, that was like what you said, what if there's a different physical media that comes out? You don't think physical media is necessarily going away, but it does have the possibility to change,
evolve
and become something new. So what if something changes? What if that's not the way physical media is anymore? And now we just spent all this money on movies we don't even watch or need.
Well, and
because we have them all on streaming.
Yeah.
We pay for them already.
Right. And like I had, obviously I have VHS. Mm-hmm. And then I had a VHS collection. Then I went to Laserdisc. And then obviously DVD, Blu-ray. But there was no streaming. There was no way. Yeah. All we had back then was cable TV. Mm-hmm. So if I wanted to watch movies, I could on my cable TV, but it definitely wasn't as good a quality. And there was no on demand.
Yeah.
Right? You were beholden to the schedule of like HBO and Cinemax or the movie channel or any of the cable shows, right? Any of the mm-hmm. cable channels. And I feel like that maybe if streaming was around, especially if I was who I was, you know, if I had this stuff when I was you guys' age, I have a feeling I probably would have maybe not had gone as hard into my collections as I did because a lot of it was, I don't know. I really don't know. Cause I did love collecting my movies and stuff like that, but mm-hmm. I always liked having the best possible quality. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it really is apples and oranges because the quality was so bad back then.
Yeah.
That, I mean, Laserdisc was better. And that was the advantage to it. But nowadays, if I had people telling me that it's not that big of a difference, if your system is this small, right? Mm-hmm. You got to get into the bigger system to get the advantage of these 4Ks and stuff. And if I knew that, which I would have known that even back then, because I knew the advantages of stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. It is nice now with streaming. You get a lot more.
You can only do your best with the information you have. Like, we can't predict the mm-hmm. future, but like you're saying, we can look at kind of the way things evolved from when like recent before you had us to when you had us. And like, I think we were very little when even DVDs came around and VHSs were basically like mm-hmm. not needed anymore. Like you can still play a VHS. People don't. So you can only do your best with what you have, seeing that and thinking maybe sometime in the future, things could change a little bit. If they don't, they don't. And like you said, then we can just buy discs. If that's something we want to do, we can buy discs then and then start that collection and have our kids watch those. But right now for us, streaming works fine. Like we have all the streaming services. We have what we need. We just recently got YouTube TV.
Oh, okay.
Because we didn't have cable, because we just had streaming stuff. And we didn't have any like live anything.
Oh, yeah. So you're not doing the Fubo like we did here?
No, I really missed watching the weather, though. I really, genuinely, I missed watching the weather, like just having something on in the afternoon, like the making dinner or something, like watching the news, and then Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy come on. Again, I'm turning into an old lady. I'm like, not that I'm like waiting for Wheel of Fortune, but when it's on, I just enjoy that it's there.
Right.
It's a familiarity rather than like searching on YouTube to find something to pull up for a little while.
Being at home again.
Yeah, exactly. So we just recently got that. That's been good. But and then we have all the other, like we have all the other streaming services mostly.
Yeah, Netflix.
Yeah.
You've had Hulu since forever. You had it before I did.
Yeah, yeah. It's still not, we don't have commercial free yet, but we're getting there. We might get it. I don't know. I don't watch a ton on Hulu, so I can't decide to do.
Yeah, I don't
either. I would do commercial free because Mimi watches it.
Hulu's going to Disney Plus.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's merging in. And oh, I didn't know so that. There's not going to be then any more Hulu. It's just going to be on Disney Plus.
Oh, interesting.
Which I'm sure you'll be able to get. You know, they'll have a commercial-free version over there or whatever it is. But, Hulu's going over there.
Yeah. Yeah. What's this whole Netflix household thing? Have you been asked by Netflix if you're the household? I've heard people are getting kicked off. their Netflix.
Do you use my Netflix still?
We don't. I use it. We, this is funny. We have it on the TV in our bedroom. Is
from
yours
here? Okay.
And then the TV in the living room is Greg's family's.
Oh, okay. so you might.
So
you
when
might
we get watch booted. Things and we go yeah. like into like when we watch like when we're watching a show and then we're like, oh, like want to watch an episode in bed, then we log on and we have to figure out where we were. And then we go back to the living room eventually and I go on my phone because on my phone I have yours too. So it's just a lot of pieces. I mean, we could very well get our own, but it's just one of those, you know.
Yeah, you might get booted. I've heard people have been. People are starting to get notified. But I didn't know if you were still using it or not. But yeah,
on my phone at least and in the room. But I mean, it's not a huge deal.
No.
One of those. No, and one of those you got to get pushed out of the nest eventually. It's just nice to.
Or you actually, it's you got 90 days. I think it's.
Oh really?
It has. You have to be 90 days. So like, if you come over here, when you come over here, if you open your Netflix up in this house.
Mm-hmm.
On your phone, your phone's good for another 90 days.
Oh, all right.
Because it'll think you're
so
here.
So I'll see you every 89 days.
There you go. you come by.
I think it should be like health insurance. You should be allowed to be on your parents' Netflix till you're 26. That should be the age.
Well, people were doing it forever. Out of the nest.
26 seems like a reasonable age. You got to get your own health insurance and your own Netflix.
Yeah, exactly. But I loved how people got mad about it.
It's like, yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I don't
blame
them.
They're mad because they were cheating the system.
Yeah, yeah, I don't blame them.
Because people were doing it without even being relatives. I mean, you lived here and you took it with you. So, you know what I mean? But people were like, use my code. I did it with John. I left my Fire Stick down there so that he could. But I did it with him for sports. He was trying to get some get our local teams here, and when I went down there I just left my Fire Stick with him, and he got our I think it was our FUBO package or whatever it was, but he was getting everything down there for a while. But yeah, I don't blame Netflix for I saw a reporter like a week or so ago saying that like Netflix subscriptions are actually going up right now because so many people have to do it.
Well, yeah, because people are getting kicked off. Good for them. I mean, Netflix makes good TV. I'm not gonna. I like their shows. I'm not. They can have our money. It's fine. It's not like what Netflix used to be when you were ordering discs in the mail and then all of a sudden you could stream them and it was just certain movies. Like they actually make TV shows now. They need the money.
They're actually doing away with it's in October, I think. In the fall, they're getting rid of the discs. They're not doing that anymore.
I didn't even know they still did that.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Interesting.
I have some listeners that still use it.
That was I remember that. I remember getting the discs in the mail. That was the first thing. We did that and then we got the Roku.
We were just talking about that on the podcast. I think it was with Danny Speaker, so I think we were talking about it. I'm not sure. Do you remember where I got the Roku from? Our first Roku?
Nope.
It was Auntie Dawn gave it to me for Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I remember getting the Roku when people came
to our house for Christmas, right? Wow. So the whole family was here and she gave me a Roku and I was like, what's this thing?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even know what it was really at the time. I'm like, because it barely did anything. It wasn't like what it is today, especially with Apple TV, Roku, Fire Sticks. You have all those streaming devices. But that was our first one. And crazy.
Yeah. I remember the Roku. I remember getting the Roku set up and all that good stuff. And I remember having Netflix on there and that was really cool to start.
Yeah.
And there were just obscure movies you could stream. I remember watching like Anne Frank or something. It was obscure. But that was when it started.
Yep.
Yeah.
Look at you. So what's the next piece you think you guys are going to get for home theater in your living room? What do you think Greg's going to try to pull off next?
I don't know. He'll put the bookshelf speakers up
in the rear channels.
Yeah, for the rear channels. He's got some tower speakers right now that were trialing. I don't remember exactly the whole explanation of this. It was like on clearance, and then if you bought one and returned another, and blah 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 blah. So we're trialing
those. The old runaround story. Yeah, I don't swear, know. These are just on trial. I know. They didn't cost me anything.
Yeah, we're quote unquote trialing those. So we'll see. I don't know what the planio is there, but I'm just go with the flow at this point. I know you. I grew up with you. I'm like, okay, it's going to happen. Kind of like the dog. The dog for Greg was like,
that was funny.
It's going to happen eventually. And so me with the speakers. A lot different of a commitment there, but
yeah, you don't have to take it out to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, me with the speakers is like, it's gonna happen, so I'll just let it happen. But I'll tweak things here and there, but I don't mind. I enjoy it, and I think it's fun when people come over and we have everything all set up, and it's nice too. We like watching movies down there, so it's good.
Well, it is how you met.
Yeah, it is. It's how we met, watching movies.
There you go.
He seems to be a common point in my life. Wait, what did they call it today? The cross point?
The spaghetti.
The spaghetti, yeah. It was like the
common, I don't remember.
Something. Common point. Yeah. Common point in my life, in all parts of my life, is movies, and I didn't even realize it.
No.
Nope. Darn you.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
No, I have a good life.
Yeah, one other hobby I have. Auntie Danny told me the other day she thought I should open a driver's ed course.
Driver's ed?
Yeah.
Oh boy. She thought,
because I was good at teaching people how to drive cars. Because I taught her how to drive a stick.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, and I was talking with you guys the other day about driving and stuff. But yeah, she thought I should start a driver. She thought I should open a driver's ed training course.
That would be funny. The test would be like, test would be like, what do you do? And the answer would be like, don't be stupid. You'd correct tests and you'd be like, dummy, why would you do that? I'll never forget my driver's ed course. I was the only one in the class that got 100. Because the last question was like, your brakes are out, you're going like, you're going like, I don't know, whatever, 30 miles an hour, your brakes are out, what do you do? And everybody wrote, pump the brakes. And I felt like that's the answer they wanted me to give, because they emphasized that so much in driver's ed, was like, pump the brakes, pump the brakes. And I was like, there's no brakes. Like, you can pump them all you want. Your brakes are out. It says your brakes are out. So my answer was crash. My answer was just crash. Like, you have to crash. And I wrote, like, I remember they said, like, if you can crash into something soft, if you can't, like, go at an angle. So that's what I wrote. I was like, just crash. That was, I wrote, just crash. And I got 100. He was like, yes, exactly. But that was...
crash the best way you can.
Everybody was like, that was the answer on a driver's ed test, was to crash the car. Yeah, crash the best way you can.
Skid it into something the best you can.
Yeah. See, book smart, not putting it to a application is a little more difficult, but.
Your brakes weren't
translating
out,
translating it. You know, I said it was difficult.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you would be a good driver's ed teacher. I just feel like I can see you getting in the car with a kid and be like, all right, so listen. I don't know. You'd give like a big like lesson to start.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be good.
Yeah.
You'd be good.
Taught you.
Yeah.
Driving MJ around after you got your license.
Yep. Yeah. Greg's dad asked me recently if I could drive stick. And I was like, I don't really know how, but I said in an emergency, I could figure it out. I could. Yeah. I get the concept. I could figure it out, but there would be a lot of stalling involved. But that's just like Greg when he picked the Jeep up off the lot, and he didn't really know how.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he didn't really know how when he bought the Jeep.
That there was a
learning
Danny.
Curve there. Yeah, you got her though and taught her. Greg just figured it out.
Yeah.
Greg got like the concept. He knew the concept because he likes cars and he knows cars, but he had never done it, so he. He bought the Jeep, and then he was like, all right, gotta get out of here. So trial by fire.
Yeah.
And that's he had to take a left on Route 16 there out of Imperial. That was the first thing he had to do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, taking a left in, you know, across traffic in a stick, or going through an intersection that's on a hill when you just, you know, and you're like, I remember when I was first learning and you had to get, I'd have to go across town and I'd plan the intersections accordingly. Yeah. Like, or I don't want to go to that one.
He was living in the apartment then too. And to come to our house and then to go back to our house, he'd go up Southeast Main that way.
There's a big hill at the stop sign.
It's a big hill stop. You're just
and then somebody will pull up behind you.
There. Even in like a regular car, you're gonna roll back a little before you start going on that hill.
Right.
It's like a steep hill. So not even just a stick. Like, I mean, in a regular car, people pull up really close to me, and I'm like, "What are you doing? I'm gonna have to step on it to not hit you when I take my foot off the brake. Like, you go pretty, like you roll a little bit and then go." So I can't imagine in a stick. That must have been a big learning experience.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, you taught me that day, the day I got my license. You took me to the parking lot and we tried that. You taught me how to drive. Remember, I didn't know to use to brake when you were like rounding a corner. We all went to the grill.
Going hot.
Yeah, we all went to the grill one night, and then before, I think I must have just gotten my permit or something, or like it was right before my birthday, so right before I got my permit, we went to the high school parking lot. And I was going around a corner, and you were like, "Brake!" Like, how am I supposed to know that? You didn't tell me.
Right. Yeah, it was.
Why would I know to brake going around a corner? And Joe and Mom were like holding on in the back.
Yeah. Then I took you back up there on our, just you and I spent a long time in the parking lot.
Yeah.
One time. And just going over and getting used to going around those corners and braking and trying to do it smoothly and stuff. But
Yeah. You'd be a good driver as a teacher. You would. You don't need more on your plate right now. Yeah.
That's what I said.
Don't take that one and run.
No, I'm not taking that one and running. But I just thought it was funny. Because we were just talking about that the other day. But
yeah.
So, all right. Anything else? When do you think you're going to get that dedicated theater in the basement?
I don't know. You got a lot going on right now.
You got a lot going on down there, yeah. We got to get your hallway done, but then we're done, right?
Yeah, then, yeah.
Once we get, hallway. I mean, I got to do the trim in the existing rooms. We're going to do the trim.
Trim
and then it's just the hallway.
That's just the hallway right there. Taking the, that like there's like wood to take out in that little passageway.
Yeah, that's all part of the first day. Yeah,
the hallway. That's really it. There's not a lot left. It's really coming together. Then it's just I finally get to decorate, which is weird. Like I almost feel like we should just live with empty walls because it's so exciting to have walls.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you don't want to put something over the finished walls. Yeah, because we just finished them. So I don't know when we'll get a dedicated theater space. I feel like life hasn't stopped since the day I was born. So maybe take a break and then do another endeavor.
I didn't know if he was talking about it. I'm thinking about it, but.
I mean, always throwing around the idea, but. Right now.
Having fun with the living room for now.
Yeah.
I think you guys should just enjoy the house. Once we get it done, enjoy the house, enjoy being kids.
Yeah, yeah. You know. That's what it is. I say all the time, like, I don't know. I say it all the time, but then I also don't know if I want life to, like, slow down. But I've always been so busy. Like, first I was a kid, and I mean, that's just, like, being a kid. And then all through high school, I was always super busy, like, morning to night. Like, I went to school, and then I worked, and then I went to dance, and then I came home. And my weekends, I had competitions, and Joe's hockey games, and like we had so much going on. And then I went to college and I was a tutor and I did dance and there was so much going on. And then we graduated and that summer we got engaged and then I was planning a wedding and then we bought a house and we got married. So it's like nothing has, and then we're doing the house. So nothing has stopped for me to just be like, this is nice. You know, like nothing has stopped since then.
Well, you are my daughter.
I know. I say it a lot. And so then when you say things like that, I'm like, oh, I don't know. Maybe I just want it to like to enjoy something, but I don't think it will ever stop. Like, I think knowing myself, like, it'll be like, cause I mean, you've always said like, oh, there's not like a right time for anything. So I try not to like plan. I try not to plan life. So I'm like, we'll do that when we do that. The theater. Yeah. I like anything. I'm like, well, it'll come when it comes. Like when it happens, it'll be the right time to get a theater. And just like all other things in life. Like a dog.
Yep. Hey, you got Scoob.
Yep, we do. Did you see the Scooby-Doo shirt in the movie today?
No.
Yeah, he was wearing a Scooby-Doo shirt as a kid in the flashback.
Oh.
Yeah, he had a mystery machine on.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'll have to check that out.
At the very beginning of the movie.
So you guys are hypersensitive to that anyway.
Yeah, now we're hypersensitive to Scooby. Like, anywhere. We're like, oh, Scooby-Doo. Yeah. Well, because now it's just like a word. Like, to us, it's like you say, like if you said Romy, you'd be like, oh, Romy, I know Romy.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But yeah, it'll come eventually, someday.
Can't wait.
Yep.
I got to get my new one first.
Yes. You need your new one first. And then.
Yeah.
Yeah. We gotta space it out for the listeners. They'll get your new one. They'll get a kind of a tour of that. They'll get to hear that process. Then a little down the line, they can get the process of ours in a little bit more. Yeah. Meg and Greg time on the podcast. Tell them all about our theater.
There you go. Look at you.
Yeah. Production over here.
You're my producer.
Yeah. I think all these things in due time.
Yeah, exactly. Gotta make all them right. Anticipate Sorry. It. Sorry, boss.
It's all about the viewers. Gotta keep them. Yeah, that's going to, I don't know, it might be like a little while down the line. We just got to keep them coming for a few more years.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Or keep them listening. They're just waiting for Meg and Greg's theater. They would have been done listening a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, it's the anticipation's killing them.
Anticipation. You keep talking about your new theater. And
I do get questions about you guys, though. People like hearing about Greg and his, because people like hearing... Especially some of the older guys like myself, they like to hear new people coming into it and stuff. Yeah. So it's fun watching people go through what we went through. And it's no different. It's the same now as it was then. Different tech, same deal, same problems.
Yeah.
So it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. It is fun. We're having fun.
Good for you. All right. Well, that'll do it for this show. Megan Page Lynch.
Yep.
Whew.
MPL.
MPL. There you go. Still can't get used to that.
I'm not either. It's okay. It'll take a while.
And then you won't even remember what it was like to be a Briggs.
I will. Greg calls me Briggsy, and before we got married, I was like, please don't stop calling me that.
Briggsy?
Yeah, I was like, are you still going to call me Briggsy?
That's funny.
I have time for trouble with change.
No, not you. All right. That'll do it. Thanks, Pumpkin. This was fun. We'll do it again. We'll have to get to a movie again, though. We'll have to. And you'll have to. And you and Greg got to come down here, or even just you. We come down here and we'll watch a movie together. And then maybe we'll talk about that, too.
Yeah. So. You name it. I'll be there. Oh, you muted yourself. There you go.
Oh, there we go. My mic became disconnected. That was weird. That was really weird. So, all right. Let's get out of here. It's getting late. It's been a long day. We had our Brightside Home Theater meetup with Danny Speakers. And we're, like, podcasting, all this stuff. You got to get to be. You're a mom now to Scooby. You got late nights, crazy. Yeah. All grown breaks. Up, Pumpkin. You're all grown up.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for being here.
Anytime.
I'll talk to you later, Pumpkin. Love you. And everybody, go push play. Hey, Fred.
This has been a Hey Fred production.
with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.